This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Well, it's a great pleasure to speak for a few moments with you. I've often spoken on this program about the Beatitudes, the story that Jesus gave when he was talking about happiness. He said, "You found something worth having, congratulations," when he talks about things like, "Happy are those who know that they're spiritually poor, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them." As we think about that, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Who wants to be poor? I think we need to note that Jesus here is not talking about material poverty. He's talking about attitude, a person who is poor in terms of worldly goods. Now, that person can still be very proud and unaware of their need for God's love. But it is possible for someone who is financially secure to be aware of their need of God. So money has nothing to do with it. It's about attitude. And in congratulating those who are spiritually poor, Jesus is not advocating some ignorance or laziness. God has given us a brain. He expects us to use it. And he's not saying that we should continually talk ourselves down or write ourselves off as failures. I think there's enough of that goes on today. Anyway, Jesus is not talking about that. He's talking about those who are spiritually poor, meaning those who are conscious that they're unworthy. They feel their spiritual unworthiness. And there's nothing we can do to earn a place in heaven or to deserve the love of God. So it's recognizing that things like forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life are generous gifts that God has given to us. Now, the New English Bible translates this beatitude. This is what I'm talking about is Matthew 5, verse 3. "How blessed are those who know their need of God. The kingdom of heaven is theirs." And then the Message paraphrase is a little different. And it says, "You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule." And I like that. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. So the truly spiritually poor person bows reverently before God. And if there is such a thing as a pecking order of the universe, then I think the spiritually poor person has come to recognize his or her place in the grand scheme of things. Now, the Bible teaches that God is the Lord and creation of all, and therefore he is to be worshipped as that. And we've been placed in charge of planet Earth. We're not the owners of this planet. We are the stewards, if you like. And we do well to remember that there is a much higher power than us, God, who is in control. And Christians believe this higher power to be a God, a loving God, whom we can know personally through his Son, Jesus Christ. There is a saying that is used for people who think that they're more important than they actually are. Some people are said to be getting above their station. That is, people who become proud or arrogant. And there are those who think that they can get along in life without any help from God. Thank you very much. And if we are in need of God, we can ask for his help. And we're not too proud to actually ask for his help. So thinking we're big enough to manage without God can really stop a lot of good things happening in our life. It's not helpful to think like that. And just as a person needs to admit they don't know all the medical answers when they go to see a doctor, we need to admit that we are not all-knowing, that we don't have all the answers, that we're not all-powerful, although contrary to what I guess the world teaches, that we have it all in our own heart and our own head. Now, a doctor can easily make a diagnosis. He can recommend something that should take. And then we realize that, we can't cure ourselves. So it would be really silly, wouldn't it, to make an appointment to see the doctor and then tell him what we think is wrong with us and the treatment we should have. So Jesus tells the story of, for example, two men at prayer. One, a highly respected religious leader, stands up in the church, in the temple, and reminds God of all the good things that he's done. And the other man, he's a despised tax collector. He knows that he's done things wrong. He doesn't deserve God's mercy. "Dear Lord, I pray today that you'll open our minds and our hearts to respond to you. Because when we think of you or we think of your praises, there is a sense of joy in our hearts because we're travelling, Lord, together. And as you give encouragement, may your kindness and your goodness flow from us to others. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.